rare winter thunderstorm. High temperature Sunday, 40. And after a brief warm-up Sunday night, some chillier air will arrive afterwards. For AccuWeather, I'm meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Muchas gracias, EA. We have sunny conditions throughout the region. It's 32 in Kenosha, dittos at the Municipal Airport in Burlington, 34 at Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport, and here at Magnum.media's international headquarters in Racine at WRJN, 33 degrees. The wind is out of the west at 9 miles an hour, producing a wind chill index of 25 degrees. So even though it's nice out, it's still cold for my Florida bones. But I had the cockles of my heart warmed up by Alex Hart Appendo and his parents.
Aren't they wonderful people? I mean, that's just, it's great to see parents that involved in a child's life. And that's what happens when you are that involved. Look at the result. What a wonderful young man he is.
So. And he started this company, Bow Ties by Alex, or Bows by Alex, and he makes these bow ties for the party. He gives a significant percentage to charity and is inspiring other kids his age to do the same thing.
I knew when I heard the story that night back in October, I'm pretty sure I came in the next day and told you. I said, I've got a great story. We got to get him lined up.
And he's here.
Yeah.
And, of course, you know, he's going onto the Harry Connick Jr. Television show. But I'm sure this will be a much bigger memory for him.
Yes, I think so, too.
Sitting next to you. He did straighten out your collar. It looks much better now.
He said he's not used to what all those 1800 terms.
all those references to the 19th century.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alex. During the first hour of Community Conversation, we had Racine County Supervisor Monty Osterman. All of this will be on the WRJN.com website later in the archives. But we said that the Wingstop trivia question for today was going to be contained in our conversation with Monty Osterman. So here's the question, and I will give you the number to call. The first correct caller will win the 30-pack meal from the Wingstop at 5400 Washington Avenue in Racine. And you know, Mark, it includes sauce, it includes sides, it includes veggies and dip. So I mentioned a fan base from a particular city in the United States of America that I was not fond of because of their response to when they would compete against my Tampa Bay Rays and my Tampa Bay Lightning. The question, beautiful humans, is, what is the city that I referenced whose fan base, at least in baseball and hockey, could use a significant improvement? And by the way, Monty Osterman said that he was a fan of one of their teams. I just need the city's name. Paige and Melanie are waiting to take your calls right now. 634-3311, 634-3311. Which city in the United States of America did I say, basically, their fan base needed a major checkup from the head up? 634-3311, you will win the 30-pack meal from the Wingstop. Now, what you guys are whispering? You're on microphone, Mark.
I didn't say anything.
I heard you right in my headset.
I did not. That wasn't me.
How many times?
That wasn't me.
How long have you...
That wasn't me. I did not say a word.
We have it on tape or on whatever this is, computer. 634-3311. What city did I say during my interview with Monty Osterman needed a major attitude adjustment? And that's why I really hate them.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Deb Carson.
Some breaking news in college hoops. Duke has suspended Grayson Allen indefinitely following his tripping of Elon Steven Santa Ana during Wednesday night's game. Fifth-ranked Duke handled Elon 72-61, but Allen was called for that tripping. Third time in his career, by the way, he has tripped someone. And in a statement he issued this morning, Coach Mike Krzyzewski called the incident unacceptable and inexcusable, adding that Allen's...
Cavalier is falling in Cleveland last night, 113-102. Kyrie Irving scored 31. LeBron James added 29 to lead the Cavs to the two-game sweep. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 28. Jabari Parker, 27 for the Bucks. Before the game, Bucks guard Matthew Dellavedova receiving his world championship ring as a part of the Cavaliers last season. Marquette rolled to an 89-56 non-conference win over SIU Edwardsville on Wednesday night at the Bradley Center. Sophomore Hannah Cheatham scored 19 points in the Golden Eagles' final Big East tune-up. Marquette women knocked off New Mexico 62-50. 52 yesterday afternoon at the Al McGuire Center. The Golden Eagles are 9-2 with the victory. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thank you, Billy Boy. 14 minutes until 11 o'clock on your throwback Thursday morning. Glenn Klein in the studio with Mark Eichhorst for Community Conversation. And please welcome to the microphones here at WRJN. You know him, we love him, we can't live without him. The executive director of the Racine County Volunteer Center, Mr. Al Volmet. Good morning, Mr. Volmet.
Good morning, my friend. Glenn, what memorabilia of the World Series have you acquired since the victory?
Might be easier to say what haven't I acquired.
Yeah, okay.
But before we do that, let us talk about the 30-pack meal that was just acquired. The question was, and it was formed by my discussion with Racine County Supervisor Monty Osterman this morning. We got into the whole discussion of the Boston Bruins because I had listed in my discussion with the great Tom Carco the what I thought were the six original NHL teams.
Yep.
I doubled up on the Rangers. I forgot the Boston Bruins,
right,
which I owned. I owned that mistake.
Right.
You got to own your mistakes.
Lee Bobby Orr, Esposito. I grew up with that.
Gary Cheevers.
Yeah,
God,
Cheevers.
I hated them then. But I really hate them now,
yeah,
because they've always been a dirty team.
Right. Just nice unis, though.
Horrible uniforms.
Okay, stop.
Absolutely horrible uniforms. And in fact, my friend Molly,
yeah,
she's constantly posting pictures of her kids,
yeah,
and she'll post the memory pictures on Facebook, you know. And today's picture of her son Keith was from 5 years ago in a Boston Brewers polo,
yeah,
and she's a huge Lightning fan, and we both hate the Boston Bruins. And I was like, "What the heck is up with this?" And she was like, "Hand me down, damn hand me down," she said as a comment. But the Bruins, their fans, when Steven Stamkos got hit in the face in the NHL Stanley Cup Eastern Conference Finals many years ago. Teeth all over the place, blood everywhere on the ice. What should a civil society and fan base do?
Oh, yeah, you give him a hand.
You give a polite applause.
As a warrior?
As he's coming. Yeah. No, they cheer wildly.
Yeah, Philly does that too.
Yeah, well, I hate Philadelphia too. I don't hate the people.
Yeah.
I hate the concept.
Sure.
So that was the question. The question was, what city fan base needs a major attitude adjustment, and the city was Boston. And Kathy Loomis from Racine was first in with the right answer for the 30-pack meal. Obviously, Racine does not need an attitude adjustment. We have an amazing attitude, not least of which because of Mr. Racine. And so Kathy Loomis is going to win the 30-pack meal from the Wingstop at 5400 Washington Ave in Racine. It includes sauce. It includes sides. It includes veggies and dip. And so we will play.
On the hockey front,
yes,
was there ever a better invented game than the tabletop hockey when we were kids? And back then,
right,
we had magnetic pucks,
correct,
magnetic guys. You'd flip them, and as Lloyd Pettit would say, would lose a puck and gain a face-off.
Lose a puck and
remember
gain
that?
A face-off.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A great line.
I love Lloyd
But
Pettit.
We used to have leagues, I mean, with these tabletop.
Right.
We used to have the football with the little guys,
yeah,
going out of bounds, going crazy.
The little magnetic thing.
Yeah, they look good.
Yeah.
But this hockey game was realistic.
Yeah, it was. It was good. That was
when I had my first child, I had to get him one. They were hard to find back then.
Yeah.
But
Lloyd Pettit. A shot and a goal.
Oh, yeah.
I used to listen to Lloyd Pettit all the time on WGN. The games used to be on WGN. When I was a kid, I was one of those kids with a little transistor underneath the bed. And then he left the Blackhawks to come up here to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
He married Mrs. Bradley.
Even before that time, they were on BBM. And back then, Wirtz would not allow live coverage.
Right.
So they would break in this end of the first period and give you the second and third period live. And he didn't want to hurt the gate. In other words, he thought he might lose season ticket holders by exposing the team too much. So it was just bizarre. Second, you wouldn't know the score. And then there's Lloyd Pettit. We're in the second period.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And then, of course, when the Blackhawks were in the Stanley Cup playoffs, they wouldn't even televise
just the bizarre
playoff games.
Just bizarre.
They would have it in closed circuit. I used to go to Golf
Remember
Mill
that?
In Glenview and watch the games at Golf Mill Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then Game 7 against the Canadiens. In 1972.
Oh, yeah. Henri Richard.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I've talked to Phil Esposito about that, because Phil Esposito was one of the founders of
right,
the Lightning.
Florida, right.
And I was 12 years old, and they weren't even broadcasting that, but they cut in about the last 10 minutes. The Hawks were down 3-2, and my dad, my current West Coast producer of this quality broadcast, he forced me to come in and watch that game. at the end of the game, and I bawled my eyes out
now,
like a little baby.
Converse that with the way the Hawks are run today with McDonough. I mean, they are a marketing
and Rocky Wirtz,
yeah,
the grandson.
Turn it all around.
Yeah. By the way, Dwight Pettit was very instrumental in him getting the Milwaukee Admirals to Milwaukee. Yeah.
And the Bradley Center.
Yeah.
That's cool. So the answer to your question, Al Volmit, what memorabilia do I have?
Yeah.
First of all, I have the championship hat, the locker room hat. I have the championship knit hat. Okay. I have the current hat that I have on with the old school
Cubby logo.
But I have the old school. This is the ultimate memorabilia. Oh, before I mention that, I have the Sports Illustrated commemorative Cubs World Series that Mark Eichhorst was nice enough to get for me.
And twice.
Twice, because I left my first copy on the airplane on the way back from Tampa. And then just momentarily, Gary Schoenert, who's apparently a fan of this radio show and a good friend of Mark's, brings me this. This is a framed picture, beautiful humans, of the Cubs flag flying right above the beautiful white and blue W victory flag for your World Series champions of 2016.
Now, is that
Chicago
above
Cubs.
Gary's home?
Apparently
yes, it is.
So.
I'm sure it is.
Isn't that beautiful?
Oh, yeah. It's gorgeous.
Do you still have your W flying flag
yes,
flying?
It's still
I do
flying
too.
Outside.
But ultimately, the ultimate is the DVD series that has like has every World Series game in its entirety. I won't go there. That's overkill. Your thoughts?
No, I don't think it's overkill.
Really?
No. But I'll tell you what might be overkill is my new Chicago Cubs tattoo. That is now completely healed. I got it 2 weeks ago tomorrow. And it is the old Cubs sleeve emblem that the first Cubs team that broke my heart of my youth.
69. Billy Williams, Sano.
Ernie Banks, Billy Williams.
Kessinger, Beckert, and Banks.
Third to first. Your battery, Fergie Jenkins, and Randy Hundley.
Yep.
Jim Hickman.
Got it.
Billy Williams in left. Jim
Remember
Hickman
that game
right.
in Cincinnati?
Adolfo Phillips in center.
Aki Adolfo
for a year. Phil Reagan.
Yep.
Ted Abernathy.
Yep. Hank Aguirre.
Paul Popovich.
Oh, yeah. I caught a foul ball from Popovich.
You did? Yeah. What number was Paul Popovich?
22.
See, you cannot beat Al Volmit.
No.
There's
it's all good.
There's always.
Remember when Jimmy Qualls was in Cincinnati and he was trying to score home and he jumped
over
the catcher.
Yeah,
bizarre.
Leo the Lip DeRocher.
Oh yeah.
Leo DeRocher during 69 came to Eagle River in the middle of the season
for a break
to visit I think it was his girlfriend's son.
That's exactly right.
And people think it was my summer camp.
It was a Goldblatt, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
It was at Camp Ojibwa, not at Camp Menominee. It was a huge controversy. Yeah. He just abandoned the team.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see the movie 42 about Jackie Robinson?
Yeah. Got it.
The guy that played Leo DeRocher in that was terrific. I thought that was a great
role.
All right,
your best baseball film?
Best baseball film, Field of Dreams.
Me too, no question.
Yeah, boom.
You know, I can watch that every day. And at the part, of course, Dad, you want to have a catch? I'm balling like a baby.
You're crying
And
out.
I know I'm going to ball like a baby before I even get to the scene.
I cry
every time. Who doesn't forget their first glove or their first catch with their dad?
But, you know, we didn't call it have a catch.
No.
You wanted to play catch.
Right.
They actually popularized that phrase. Right. Let's have a catch.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
No.
That's a flaw.
That is a flaw.
You know, the other good one was 61 that Billy Crystal produced.
Yes, with Roger
Maris.
Yeah, that was good.
Shot at the old Tiger Stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was very good. Roger Maris' hair falling out.
Yeah.
He was under a lot of pressure,
you
that
betcha.
Guy. And then, of course, at the end of that film, Mark McGuire is breaking Babe Ruth's record.
Yeah.
And there was Roger Maris' actual family.
Right.
They went to the actual footage.
Well, they were classy.
Should Mark McGuire, or Barry Bonds for that matter, Roger Clemens, should they be in the Hall of Fame?
That's a question, because if they go in, so does Rose. I mean, it's a matter of, is it a, not a popularity contest, but there's a code, and if you break the code of fairness in baseball, they don't allow you in. In fact, the Hall of Fame's not affiliated with baseball at all. They're their own entity and can make the judgment call. I frankly think Rose should be in there. I think that McGuire and Sosa not so, because of the drug usage and so forth.
I think they all should be in.
Yeah.
Because it's a museum. It's a baseball museum.
Statistics.
And there were other factors that were going on throughout history. For example, Gaylord Perry is in the Hall of Fame. He cheated.
Spitballs.
Spitballs.
Yeah.
So, yes, there would have to be some mention. I mean, Bud Selig was just voted in.
Yeah.
He certainly benefited by the steroid era.
Right. Not a big fan, by the way, of Bud.
You know the best thing? Yeah. The best thing that just happened in the collective bargaining agreement with Major League Baseball, they have now gone back to the old All-Star game.
Right. And that was rules. The flaw of Selig. But he thought they needed a PR move and so forth. But ironically, talking Cubs, it was the ability of the Cubs to use the DH and Schwarber that put them over the top in the World Series as a result of the American League winning.
Correct. And I also believe, ironically, that it was beneficial to the Cubs that they were not with home field advantage. Right. If you would have gone best record, they would have. Could you imagine the stress that would have been at Wrigley Field with the Cubs down 3 games to two?
And Schwarber not playing.
Yeah,
agreed.
Finally, the balance, the scales of justice. Let me tell you something, Al and Mark. There is not a day that goes by that World Series victory does not give me pleasure. Not a day.
Best part, in my mind, was the final out. Ground ball to
Chris Bryant.
And that grin on his face.
Ear to ear.
Before he even got the ball.
Right.
Because he knew what was happening.
Right.
The heck with the ghosts. The heck with the goats. The heck with the black cats. This is it. This is real. Screw you. You know, it's done.
You can say it.
It was beautiful. Okay. Just to see that. And that's such a team that you want to really love because they're a bunch of kids. They're all learning how to win together. It's just it's a good sports story, even if you're a Cub fan. Not a Cub fan.
Yeah, no. Yeah. The Cubs are – they may become hard to like eventually, like the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox, they had a little better run than the Cubs up until 2004, but their fans were very – patient. I mean, they were very nice people, and then they became the biggest arrogant SOBs on the planet.
Well, the expectations are up.
Well, and plus, it's like you guys, you Tampa Bay Rays, you've only been to one World Series. Yeah, we just started in '98. No, I hate Boston.
Right. Well, yeah, Bruins, Red Sox, the Celtics,
the Celtics. I can't. The Patriots, I can deal with a little bit because they, you know, speaking of cheating. But this is not Sports Corner with your friendly neighborhood radio sports reporter, Glenn Klein and Mark Eichhorst. You know, we're talking with Al Bowman. He is the executive director of the Racine County Volunteer Center. What are we supposed to? Oh, I know. We're talking about the big gift wrapping deal going on right now.
We're in the tail end now. We've got 3 days left. We've wrapped over 3,000 gifts.
Where and why do we do that?
We're outside of the Boston store within the mall.
Again with Boston?
Again with Boston. And we have over 350 volunteers taking three-hour shifts during mall hours wrapping presents for tips. And it's one of our, besides our recognition lunch in the spring, it's our major fundraiser, but the...
It doesn't cost anybody anything.
We'll wrap.
It's a donation.
It's a donation. Uh-huh. We don't. You know, we'll do it at no charge. But most folks, on the average, give us at least $2 per gift. And I don't know if you know Tony Coey. Do you know Tony Coey?
Sure do.
At AC Auto, Tony traditionally on Christmas Eve fills his trunk with gifts, and he can't wrap. I can't wrap, and we wrap all his presents up to 30 at a shot. And, you know, it's ironic because people now are going to the mall to get the gifts wrapped regardless of whether they're buying anything in the mall because there's now a tradition of getting the gifts wrapped at the mall.
So you just, even if you don't buy anything at the mall,
you just
bring all your gifts there.
You betcha. We'll wrap them.
And it's by the, I'm going to just choke on my throat lozenge, the Boston store.
It is, right outside on the inside of the mall. We provide the box. Let's say they get a gift and need a box. We have boxes, and they pick out the paper. They pick out the color of the bow, and they're ready to roll.
We're talking with Al Volment. He is – by the way, we love the people you send in for the volunteer segment.
Thank you.
But we really would rather have you.
Oh, yeah.
Because then we get to talk about Cubs.
All baseball all the time.
Absolutely. So, and then you're also talking about the big Skill Bank.
Skill Bank used to be run by Lincoln Lutheran, and they were in business for 30 years. The definition of the Skill Bank, similar to what we do with other senior programs, such as My Ride, we've talked about giving rides to seniors, Senior Home Companion, visiting seniors. Meal on Wheels, delivering food. This is a program utilizing retired contractors, handy people that can do carpentry, plumbing, electrical. And what we do, we get calls from seniors describing their need, and we connect them with a group of about 20 skill bank folks, and they get the work done. It's not a free service, but they work out an agreement. So we're the conduit between somebody that wants to stay in their home but can't do the work that's necessary. Snow removal as well as we get there. We've got.
What are you pointing at me when you say snow removal for?
No, I just I remembered this winter there's snow out there. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, because I am now famous at this radio station for the only person at the station.
Who will shovel outside?
No, who will not shovel.
Oh, okay.
I contract my snow removal.
Excellent.
And I made the
high school student, I hope?
Hopefully he's a high school graduate. All right. He's a very nice young man, Kevin. Yeah. But I made the case to Representative Corey Mason, who also shovels his own snow, that not only do I employ a local citizen, I help the economy, but I'm paying him over the federal minimum wage without the need of the government forcing me to do it. And I thought that Representative Mason should do the same thing. He was not buying it.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Interesting. You had to get your conservative viewpoint in there, didn't you?
Well, it's a libertarian viewpoint.
Got it. But Skill Bank, frankly, it's been out of existence for almost 2 years. And we said, let's continue to do some programming for seniors. And we're going to start the program officially mid-January. Right now, we are aligning all of our Skill Bank volunteers, so to speak. They have to go through background checks and so forth. But we'll promote it. We'll have a news release out. But we're looking forward to it because we get these calls all the time about, hey, do you know somebody who does roofing, can put a shed up in the winter?
Storm windows.
Yeah, I still do storm windows, by the way. It's brutal. We've got an old house, and we switch out storm windows with screens annually.
Which I think a lot of our seniors do.
Yeah, they do. If they're living in their home that they've lived for a while.
But they could get some help through Skill Bank.
Oh, yeah, no question.
How do people get in touch with you?
Our regular number, 886-9612. Ask for Terry. Terry's coordinating the effort. And we'll start matching people together about mid-January when we've got all of our people in line, background checked. And then we're going to say, okay, call us. We'll fulfill your needs.
So and number once again?
886-9612.
That is for Skill Bank. And then get your gifts over to the mall next to the Boston
store. I tell you, they're there right now. We're there all the way till 10 o'clock. The mall closes at 10 now, up till Christmas Eve. They're open till 6 on Saturday. There are lines. You know, the crunch time Christmas Eve, there are literally 20 deep to get their Christmas presents, desperate to get them wrapped before Christmas.
He's Al Volmet. He is the executive director of the Racine County Volunteer Center. How many days till spring training?
Well, we're talking, what, February? Pitchers and catchers, mid-February, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's all good. I'm going to go off on a tangent again, but they get the relief pitcher. They lose Chapman, and they get a guy just as good.
Wade Davis, former Tampa Bay Ray, baby. Madden, very familiar with him, and he is a gamer.
That Tampa pipeline, yeah.
I love it.
Your radio friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
We went extra innings with Al Volmet, but it's always worthwhile, and it's worthwhile to stay tuned to WRGM because your Throwback Thursday Hour of Power, where we acknowledge that knowledge is indeed power, follows the news of the world.
Race against time. Mortgage rates soar. I'm Michael Toscano.
We are a target for the Islamist terrorists.